Education reforms alone are not enough to accomplish the transformation we seek. Because if employers still cling to narrow academic criteria to judge ability, then the arms race will simply shift from schools to workplaces. Parents will continue to feel that grades are the only ticket to success. I remember when we had our Singapore conversation some years back, someone told us, "I'm glad you are trying to make every school a good school, but you cannot succeed unless every job is a good job." And that person is right. So we must change how we hire and promote. This is not at all an easy task, but we have already started. It means recognizing that people have different gifts and strengths. Some may excel in mathematics, but not in languages, or vice versa. Others may struggle in written exams, but thrive in practical problem solving. And if we only use general academic results to sort out talent, we will undervalue many capable Singaporeans. We will miss out the many other competencies and intelligences that exist amongst us and that are just as important. So we are changing. Take the public service, for example. Academic results are no longer the be-all and end-all. They are just one part of the overall assessment. For recruitment, we are using more skills-based assessment. In some roles, we have stopped looking at grades altogether. For example, GovTech engineers are recruited through coding and problem-solving tests and interviews. Because what matters is not your paper qualifications, but whether you can do the work. Once you enter the public service, how well you do doesn't depend on your grades or school. It depends on your qualities, your contributions, and your performance on the job. The private sector is changing too. One CEO shared with me, he used to insist on top academic credentials, focusing on schools, universities, ticking all the right boxes. But he soon realized that academic credentials did not predict subsequent success in the company. What was more important was the individual's attitude and mindset, their ability to learn, adapt, and work with others. So these changes are happening. But clearly, there's still a long way for us to go. Nevertheless, step by step, we will move towards skills-based hiring and progression. Because what matters most is not where you started from, but what you can do and how far you are willing to go. Valuing every job also means narrowing the gaps in how different professions are recognized and rewarded. This too is not easy, but we have been working on this for some time and we too have been making progress. For example, we have substantially raised the salaries of preschool teachers and allied health professionals, vital roles that were once undervalued. We will continue to professionalize other skilled trades, including those that are considered blue-collar work. Together with the labor movement, industry, and institutes of higher learning, we will create more structured career and learning pathways so that tradespeople and essential workers can advance, grow their skills, and be recognized for their contributions. Pay matters, but ultimately, this is not just about pay. It's also about mindset, a whole of society mindset. Much depends on how society as a whole views the different pathways that people choose. Let me give you an example. In the past, parents resisted when their children wanted to pursue careers in fields like sports and culinary arts. Many young people would take a more conventional path first to please their parents and then only chase their passions later. I know of many friends who did that. Today, more parents embrace such choices because society now celebrates our athletes, our chefs, and our artists We take pride when their achievements put Singapore on the world map. So yes, progress has been made. Yet we all know that there remain vocations where pay is not the main issue. Rather, it is societal recognition and respect that continue to lag behind. So while the government will do our part, the deeper change must come from society. We must move from a narrow meritocracy based solely on grades to a broader and more inclusive one. Steps which we have been making already over the years, but we must continue to move more in this direction. A broader and more inclusive meritocracy that encourages excellence in every field, that values a diversity of abilities and talents, that accords dignity and respect to all forms of work and to the people who carry them out. And that's how we can keep social mobility alive, so every Singaporean can rise on the strength of their contributions and will be respected.